The leather of the collar felt cool against my throat as I knelt on the hardwood floor, my gaze fixed on the polished boots of the man standing before me. I'd been waiting for 20 minutes, exactly as he'd instructed, every second stretching my anticipation until it was a living thing coiled in my belly. When he finally spoke, his voice was low and deliberate, each word a deliberate stroke against my senses.
"Look at me,"
he commanded, and I raised my eyes slowly, deliberately, knowing that the simple act of meeting his gaze was the first surrender of the night. His dark eyes held no warmth, only that sharp intelligence that always made me feel like a specimen under examination. He reached down, fingers tangling in my hair, not gently, but with a possessiveness that sent electricity down my spine.
"Tell me what you want,"
he said, though I knew he already knew the answer. He wanted me to say it, to strip away all pretense and offer him the raw truth of my submission. I swallowed against the tightness in my throat.
"I want you to use me,"
I whispered, the words barely audible in the quiet room.
"However you see fit."
His lips curved into something that wasn't quite a smile.
"Oh,"
he said, trailing a finger along my jawline.
"I know exactly how I see fit."
I shivered as he stepped back, the sound of his zipper lowering echoing in a silence. This was the moment, the delicious precipice between anticipation and fulfillment, between what I thought I wanted and what he would actually give me. And as he freed himself, I felt that familiar pull, that deep, instinctual need to please, to serve, to disappear into the space where nothing mattered but his desires.
"Show me,"
he said, and the command was everything. My hands were tied at the wrists behind my back, and the collar was attached to a chain that led from my throat to the wall. I couldn't move toward him, so I simply opened my mouth, wide. My tongue swept across my lower lip, leaving a sheen behind in the dim light from the bedside lamp.